Well, Jason, here we are. Time for the Monday Business Watch and looking at the business of kids.
Interesting story today. I really enjoyed doing this one, Edmundo. Acton Academy is sort of coordinating this effort. It's open to all schools, homeschools, private schools in the city. And it's a young entrepreneurs program. So they've got about 40 kids that have put together their own product, their own business, their own sales and marketing. And they're all going to be out at the farmers market this Saturday to show off their businesses and sell their wares. And it was really interesting because I went and visited with these kids last week. They're all between the ages of, I want to say, 6 and 14. And, you know, I was talking to them about where they got their ideas and how the process of setting up the business went and what they had learned. And I was getting the typical answers I expected. But I went back to the office and was looking at my notes and realized that these kids, these young kids, are talking about the exact same topics that I would be talking to you about if you were opening a business.
That's right.
So I went and I kind of went through my notes and made a list of, in adult speak, what they were talking about. And they were looking at, let's see, what did I have? They had production, product safety, sourcing raw materials, pricing, labor.
Sourcing raw materials?
Sourcing raw materials, pricing, labor, marketing, business structure, development, and even corporate liability issues. These aren't the words they use, but these are the concepts that they're learning. And that just really, really fascinated me. I was talking to one of the young women, Yakira DeRuin. She's 10, and she's got this really neat business. It's called Homemade Spa. And she sells a body scrub, lip scrub, and shea butter. And she was the one that sort of got me into thinking about, okay, they are thinking about product liability. Because she was saying, I had to make sure everything was made with all natural ingredients. Because she went to show her product to another girl and said, would you like to try my shea butter? And the other girl just stuck her finger in it and popped it in her mouth.
Oh, no.
And so she's like, okay, so just in case, we'll make sure all this is edible. And she was also sort of talking about corporate structure because she said that when she started, she had a couple partners. And they were all working on this business together. And she, her quote to me was, when I do my business, I learned it has to go a certain way. So now she's working on her own business and her friends are working on
their own
businesses.
Thing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And some of these other kids are doing some homemade crafts, like to hold your crayons and your pens and things like that, some toy wooden swords. One young man is doing he's offering a magic kit. He's all of 9 years old. And he is going to be not only offering these pre-made kits with, you know, cards and some of the materials that you need for these tricks, then he'll do the training with you and show you how to do the tricks included in the kit. And I asked him, you know, what are your favorite tricks? And he was like, oh, you know, cards, the rings that link. I also like to levitate my sister and cut her in half, he said. So I don't think he's going to be showing you how to do that out at the farmer's market. But a great group of kids and a great program. And
it's taking place this Saturday at the farmer's market.
This Saturday at the farmer's market. Look for a group of about 40 students.
Okay, children's business fair. Let's picture.
Pictures.
Picture this.
Got a nice business profile this week. Mike Groves. You probably know his name, and I know probably everyone within the reach of my voice has seen his art, mm-hmm. even if they don't know it. He started taking pictures in the 60s here in Cruces. And he saved up enough money for a little SLR camera, you know, back in the days when we still used film, mm-hmm. and developed his skills. Eventually, he got this business growing, Mike Groves Photography, and he focuses a lot on landscapes, particularly the Oregon Mountains. As his business grew, his work is now hanging all over town. He's in Mountain View. He's in Memorial. And then, of course, you can see it in the frame shop. The picture frame outlet that he started and is now being run by his son, Greg, who's now in his late 20s. He's running the shop, and Mike is out doing more shooting, of course. And, you know, he was very helpful, lent his time and talents to the Friends of the Oregon Mountains.
That's right.
Desert Peaks, when they were trying to get the National Monument designation.
I remember seeing his work.
All of his beautiful, beautiful photos, and they really are. And Mike said that a lot of his business now is people who used to live in Las Cruces and moved away without taking pictures with them.
That's right.
And so when they come back to visit, they hit his shop and get pictures of the Oregon Mountains.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much.
My pleasure as always.
We'll talk to you next week.